Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio today are two guest hosts. Dr. Olala is away on a ministry venture, as we mentioned in our last program, and we're looking forward to his return and to hearing from him again shortly. We are continuing our discussion on investing your life for eternity, and with me today is Dr. Tim Corey, who serves as the CFO for Northland Baptist Bible College. In fact, Northland Camp are part of Northland Mission, Inc., and you are the CFO over all of that, which means you're Mr. No. Is that right?
Well, too often, yes.
When we come into Tim's office, the first word out of his mouth is, no. Now, what did you want? But you have been a blessing, Tim, and you were sharing with us a little bit about how the Lord's invested your life and helped you to lay up treasures in heaven over the years that he has given you and Barb together and your children, your family, and not just in the business world, being a success there and being salt and light, but in your local church, Hampton Park Baptist Church in Greenville and now Faith Baptist Church in Pembine. And I know you have been a great asset there and a great example to many younger guys coming up of what can be done with their life for Great Commission living.
I know that I had mentioned before about taking my family on mission trips. And as I talked to my children about that later, those were the things that they remembered. Not the other vacations that mm-hmm. we went on, but it was what we did helping someone else. And my children would frequently say, Dad, I'm ready to go on another one. When are we going next?
Wow.
And when I couldn't take all of them, but I took two of them to Papua New Guinea with me for 16 days, and that was just an exciting time for all of them. Mm-hmm. And we all look back on that trip as something very, very special in our lives. As a result, I think that my children are much more aware of mission work around the world. And my daughter and her husband are starting a church. And so mm-hmm. all these things are helpful in the development of the children. Mm-hmm. It's not only good for my wife and for me, but it's for our kids as well. As they see us giving of our time to help missionaries, mm-hmm. then they can think, how can I go out and help as well? So it's been exciting for all of us.
And Bobby, you have been a blessing to us as well, and you're kind of on the starting out end of this as a younger man. Mr. Bob Wood is the Chief Executive Officer at Northland Baptist Bible College, Northland Mission, Inc., and you and your wife, Robin, have three children, and in your brief ministry already, the Lord has given you some unusual opportunities in which you've made a wise life investment in Christian education out in Hawaii and in Christian camping. And I know you're in a doctoral program at Clemson University working on your doctorate in education. And here you have just been really an instrument of the Lord in helping the administration and guiding the administration. And the Lord has given you a burden for helping other young men at your stage in life who are starting out to make the kind of investments that you've made. And we talked in our last broadcast about the importance of wearing the different hats that each of us have to wear properly so that our life counts for eternity. And I think both of you stressed in different ways that the primary hat has to be the hat of ministry to God. And that can't be set aside for our business career. And for a lot of younger guys coming up at the start, that's a very hard thing. You know, they're trying to figure out, I'm trying to raise my kids, I'm trying to get time with my wife. And now you tell them they got to have time at church to be involved on the deacon board or to teach Sunday school or to be involved in some way there. And now I'm supposed to do mission trips in the summer. And my boss wants me to do this assignment. You know, I got to sleep at some point. How do I balance it all? What would you say to that?
First of all, I think that there are a lot of golden opportunities to balance by combination. I think there's so many times where we can actually involve our family in what we're doing in our ministry and give them much-needed experience in that mm-hmm. direction as well. I think even last Saturday, I took my oldest son, and again, he's only three, but took him up to church, and we had a time, a work day at the church, and we had some water come in the church and left some salt stains in the carpet, and Cotter and I spent about 45 minutes with scrub brushes and rags and cleaned up that spot, you know, and it was a good opportunity for him just to see what our purpose is in the church. And we were able to accomplish something, A, for our local church, but B, also for our family.
And I bet he had a ball doing it, too.
Oh, he did. He had a lot of fun. He didn't stick to the task as much as I'd like for him to. But
I have visions of that one, buddy.
There's something that he just mentioned. I think there are some things in ministry that aren't always the most, the light doesn't shine on all brightly. Sometimes there are back room scenes that, mm-hmm. that go on, things that have to be done to make the ministry happen that a lot of people don't want to do because it doesn't shine the light on them. But I know many times we were setting up for breakfast for a Men for Missions program, and that was one of my responsibilities being vice president of the organization. I just had to be sure that the tables were set and they were cleaned up and all that kind of stuff. And frequently I would get sometimes Bobby and sometimes my kids late at night, early in the morning to come down and set those things up. And, you know, that's just behind the scenes.
Well, here you are. Now you have a protege in ministry that mentored under you during those teen years. Now he's serving. And that's the whole point. Bobby, you were talking to us in our last broadcast about an idea the Lord gave you. And a forum, I know that Northland is doing some of this with the Businessmen's Advance that you mentioned to us, and we just had time to introduce that concept in our last broadcast. And so for those who may be joining us for the first time today, the Businessmen's Advance is a forum for businessmen of all ages to come together for fellowship and for instruction, but mainly for encouragement in investing their life for eternity. And the people that are coming to speak at this Businessmen's Advance are men who would be representative of people who model this at different stages of their life. Is that right?
Absolutely. Guys that are 100% sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ in their entire life, who are committed, firmly committed to their local church, and also guys that I look up to tremendously in their accomplishments in the business world. I know Mr. Lance Heron was the CEO of Lanier Worldwide, very active church member down in Atlanta, and even Kerry Smith, a new speaker that's going to be coming up this summer. He was the chief accounting officer for Earthlink and now the chief financial officer for JBoss.
And he was pretty involved in his church down in Atlanta, right?
Absolutely, in Atlanta. Very involved, very active, helps out with their budgeting, helps out with their financial planning, and just a tremendous asset. These are guys that I want to put up as examples. I mean, they're...
Well, both of these have had high success. I mean, you've lost businessmen would look at these guys and go, you know what? That guy has his act. I mean, Lance Heron was CEO of
Lanier Worldwide.
I mean, that's how many billion-dollar-a-year corporation?
I couldn't tell you, but I know it's very big.
I mean, he was the president
and
CEO
of
that.
And even we had Mr. Ed Cohn from Pennsylvania as one of the speakers, and he was the CEO of Graco. And these are guys that I would put a full stamp of approval on.
You have Sam Dawson coming this year. Tell us about Sam.
Sam Dawson is from Jackson Dawson Communication. He and his partner Larry Jackson started their marketing company out of college, and they're a major marketing firm now. Dr. Dawson is also very active teaching seminary, very active in his church.
He's a really unusual guy. I mean, who would put together the
multi-talented
the president and chief executive officer of a PR company for, I think they have the Ford account, if I don't, I mean, that's no small potato. And he's also teaching in a seminary. Those two don't seem to go together.
They don't seem to go together, but you know what? He's got a mission. He's got a drive that he wants to accomplish, and it's primarily for Jesus Christ. The rest of it on the side is what he does for his job.
And I think that statement, Bobby, really strikes me when I look at your lineup. These guys have all zoned in and honed in on a priority in their life. And they're going to be speaking. Give us some information about the Advance. Where is it? When is it? How do we get to it? Why should I come?
Our next Businessmen's Advance at Northland is August 14th through 16th, 2006. It's a tremendous opportunity for younger businessmen especially. I mean, we certainly invite anyone, but one of our goals is to network primarily for the opportunities of discipleship. There are so many guys on my age and my level who want to be able to have mentors that they can just call and say, hey, I'm coming up against this situation and I need some help. And you know what, for me personally, to have the former CEO for Graco that I can actually call on a cell phone and say, here's a situation I'm running up against, can you give me some advice? That is invaluable.
So guys get to do that?
Absolutely. The relationships that are built at this are relationships. The older guys that are here because they want to be disciples.
So, no, whoa, hang on a second. If I am a business guy from Timbuktu or from North Carolina or from Texas or wherever these broadcasts are airing, you're telling me if I come to this Businessmen's Advance and I go through these sessions that these guys are actually going to take my phone call if I call them.
I certainly couldn't make a promise on behalf of any of those individuals, but they have built relationships on a consistent basis with everyone that has been there. And I know that they have offered advice on multiple levels and multiple occasions to the younger guys that have come to the conference. I certainly would expect that that is what's going
to
happen.
So, like, where do I sign up to come to this?
They're there, and our theme this year is even driving that. It's the dividends of discipleship. And these guys are going to share from their work and their life how important discipleship is in their ministry, how important discipleship is in their business. And I'm really looking forward to them driving that theme through, because it's a very important theme to us here at Northland.
So, I mean, this is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. But how do these guys, I mean, you're talking like Lance Heron. This guy's like the top of, we got his copiers in our church. Okay,
we have him here at Northland.
Okay, we have other stuff, you know, that you're talking about. This Kerry Smith, who was Earthlink, he took those guys public. I mean, you got some big guys coming this year. Ed Cohn, Sam Dawson. All right, so you got these guys coming. How do these guys prevent somebody from coming to the conference and then they get cornered and they're trying to pitch them some new deal, you know, or invest in this or whatever? How do you...
You know, we haven't seen that happen because of the theme and because the predominance of what we're trying to do. I think that the guys that get here start to get a bigger picture of what the purpose is. And while we certainly couldn't prevent somebody from trying to make a pitch, that's not what's happened. They get here, they start to see the sessions, they start to see the heart of these men, and they want to be like this.
Yeah.
They want
that's
this driving passion.
That's,
you know,
exciting.
I would also mention Tom Stultz, who's another one of our speakers.
Oh, yeah. You'll probably see Tom if you watch Kentucky basketball.
If you see Kentucky basketball, look behind the bench.
He's the short guy that's going nuts.
So, and he's the CEO for Host Communication and just an absolutely tremendous local church guy. I know they just relocated to Kentucky, and I'm really excited to see what the Lord's going to do there with them.
This is a fascinating opportunity. Where do I go to get information?
You can go to the website, Northland's website, www.mbbc.edu.
And then just go to a tab. Will there be a tab there for our listeners to click on?
We will put a button on the homepage so that you can redirect it to it. Or you could email me at bwood@mbbc.edu. And I'll be glad to send you information. We have a flash email presentation that we do send out. We have brochures. We also tie this to our golf tournament that we do, our annual fundraising golf tournament.
And I know you want me to be there for that. Right?
Well, we certainly appreciate anyone who's willing to play, although I get a little nervous playing with you.
I'm the guy that's there to make sure everybody knows it's just a game. Wear a helmet.
That's true.
Well, this has been very helpful, Bobby, and I thank you for coming on the program today to tell us about this. This is an unusual thing. I've not heard of something like this much before, and may the Lord bless this. And we're going to ask our listeners to pray for this. And if you would like information about this, please go to our website, www.nbbc.edu, or contact us, and we will be glad to send information to people that perhaps you think would be benefited by this.